93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got to look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
A man is being questioned in connection with the attempted kidnapping and assault of a woman yesterday near downtown Wheaton. The suspect has been positively identified by the victim, and a gun has been recovered. Investigators are also trying to figure out if the man is a suspect in two recent sexual assaults at the Wheaton Metro Garage. A man accused of jumping a fence outside the White House and running into the executive mansion is competent to stand trial. Yesterday, Omar Gonzalez entered a not guilty plea to three charges linked to the incident. Yesterday, a federal grand jury indicted a Glen Burnie man for the murder of a gas station attendant in Hanover. Robin Tyrone Smith Jr. is accused in the deadly shooting during a robbery at an Exxon on Ridge Road back in August. Dozens of congressional staff members are protesting non-indictments in the deaths of unarmed men Michael Brown and Eric Garner. Yesterday, they gathered on the Capitol steps for a prayer service. Some members of Congress joined the gathering as well. The man accused in several D.C. area movie theater bottle bombings is due in court today. Manuel Joyner Bell is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. court appearance in Prince George's County on multiple charges related to the incidents. And in other news, it's time to celebrate the holiday season safely. Holiday Sober Ride starts tonight. Free cab rides home will be provided every night through New Year's Eve. I'm Britt, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.